Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video, I'm going to be showing you how you can create a report from report design. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB19. And then open with Access 2013. Funny enough, enable. Right, let's go. Okay, we are in the process of creating a guest activity report. And in the last video, we created our sub report. So what I want to do in this video is create the main report from report design, like I said. So the first thing we need to do is ask ourselves whether we need to create a query or if we're happy to base the report off of table guests. I would suggest we create a query and at least have it going alphabetically. So the purpose of the query will be just to sort it, nothing else. So create query design, what I just pressed, and table guests. So we're just going to put the same fields in. I'm just double clicking on the fields as I go. And I'm not going to actually restrict any of the data, except notes. I don't really want notes in there. But what I am going to do is I'm going to swap over first name and last name and sort by ascending last name and sort by ascending first name, whichever you put to the left. So the first it encounters as it moves right is the first thing that will get sorted by. So it will sort by last name first and then by first name. So if we run that, that's exactly what it's done. So let's save that and call that one query guest activity sorted ASC. The ASC is entirely pointless. I'm only doing it because that's what, well, to keep with the naming convention I use for rooms. So there you go. All right, so save and close that one. Now, here's what we do to create a report from design view. We click on create and we click on report design and we see this, which is nothing. The most important thing to remember about report design is that anything you put in the detail section will be repeated. Actually I can't show you until we add some data. So before we do anything else, let's save the report and call it report guest activity. Okay, and on the property sheet, press F4 if you don't have your property sheet. Make sure it's on report, go to data, and in record source we're going to actually attach a data source to it. And we are going to choose query guest activity sorted ascending. Now we've attached a data source, we can look at the fields. And let's put the guest ID in here. Let's pull this right the way up. And let's just drop this into layout view to see what I mean. So it's repeating the guest ID. And you, I think you can see this, but there's a difference in the color of the background here with this guest ID number 4 to the guest ID for number 5. So it's sort of creating a what's called a banded report design, which we don't really need to worry about, but whatever, right? Okay, so you drop it back to design view, click and drag over guest ID, go to arrange, and click on stacked. So we've actually created an arrangement now, so it's going to be a bit easier for us to enter more information. So click and drag title and last name, and actually drop first name ahead of last name. And date of birth, it's very nice. Click here, arrange, insert right, insert right, insert right. And let's drag and drop the addresses here. And not forget the information, mobile and email. Select column, F4, format, height, give it 0.6. And we've got some quite savage padding between the cells, but we'll leave it like that when we go to layout view. And we will widen that column there. We will make first name and last name be separated. We will widen this column here, and we will widen this column massively here. And this one not quite so massively there. Okay, and let's press in the control button, and I'm just clicking in all of these cells, all of these text boxes, I should say, and I'm going to remove the border style by going to transparent. Okay, so now I've got repeating data that I want. Drop it back to design view and go to design and click on title. And we get this. So the report header, report guest activity. And we get this. Okay, let us change the size to 36. And let us change the height to 2. And more importantly, if you put this in the report header, we go to print preview, this is going to be at the start of the report. I want this at the start of, or at the top of every page. So I'm clicked in it and I'll press Control X, click in page header, Control V. So now I've actually dropped it into the page header. I am going to change the back color of the page header section, and I'm going to change it to something garish. But I thought the theme we went was a little bit orangey, so let's try that. And now if I go to print preview, yeah, at the start of every page you've got the report. And let's put page numbers in, bottom of page, footer. We don't really want anything at the bottom of the report. And one last thing we want to do is go to detail and force new page after section. So what this is going to do is after every detail section, it's going to force there to be a new page. So that'll put one guest on every page, which is what I want. Print preview. Okay. And I think actually the last thing I should do, drop it into layout view, just click just to the left of the line that tells you where the margin is. And for alternate back color, let's get rid of that. So they're both background one. So now if we go back to print preview, we get this. Okay, I know what you're gonna say. It's missing a whole lot of information down here. I knew you're gonna say that, but we're gonna deal with that in the next video when we add the sub report. So thank you for watching, and I shall see you in the next video where we'll be adding the sub report.